made a little lower than God, but of his kind. We are the God kind. And the scripture says that we are God's, little g. We'll never be Jehovah God, but we're little g, right? Okay, so we're like him. But let me say something here. Adam, before the fall of Adam and Eve, never had God dwelling in them, in their bodies. Adam had to go and meet with God every night. He met with God in the cool of the day, in the evening. That starts the day in the Hebrew calendar. The day starts in the evening. And so Adam every day went through the garden and met God face to face. Sounds great, right? Not as good as you have it. We have a superior way because Jesus Christ lives in us. We don't have to wait till evening. We can talk to him in the car. We can go in the morning. We can go at night. We can wake up at 3 a.m. and talk to him. We can do it anytime. He lives in here. He's comfortable here. But he wants to get rid of some of the practices we have. God made the universe for us. Do you know that? He made the whole thing for us. In my study of quantum faith, it was so interesting to me and so faith-strengthening to know that God built it all for us. Not for himself. He built the universe for man. And he made it responsive to the words of man spoken in faith. When you speak in faith, you can change anything. You can uproot a mountain and have it cast into the sea. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can do that. Because the universe is programmed to respond to faith spoken by man. But God made man for himself. We were made for him. We are the highest point of his creation. He made us for fellowship. Intimate fellowship. Now, he didn't have that with Adam. He looked forward to it, but it wasn't there yet. Now, if they had not fallen, by speculation, you might say, boy, what would God have done? He would probably bring Adam and Eve to the point where we are today. But they fell. Now, Adam didn't have to fall so that God could have his way. He did not have to fall. The Mormons say, yes, he had to fall. He did not. It's baloney. God never gives a test where he expects a person to fail. He expects you to succeed. Amen. So God wanted to share himself intimately with man. Intimately. God wanted to dwell inside man, live in him. Remember, God is a spirit, right? How much space does a spirit occupy? That's a dumb question, because a spirit has no space. A spirit dwells in us without occupying any space. And you are a spirit as well. You are a spirit. So, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, the Lord spells out what he really wants. He really wants this of man. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 16 through 18. He says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them," speaking about those worldly people, right? "Come out from among them." Doesn't mean don't associate with them. doesn't mean you can't.